Beginning Vessels Hashem, Nazir Daf Gimel, and we're going to pick up where we left off in the Mishnah. We'll just quickly recap the Mishnah. We are going to begin about six lines down, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, at the two dots of Hareini Kazeh. So the Mishnah had began the Masechta by discussing how a Nazir goes ahead and is Mekabel. The Zira is very similar to how a person making a Nether, and we said, Pasach b'kinuyim, that there is, one of the ways is kinuyim. And then we went on to explain yadais, which were aha or ahana. And we discussed those two yesterday, that's where there was a nazar over lefanav that essentially completes your dibur. Yad means, even though you didn't say full dibur or a full acceptance of naziras, that just the word aha or ahana, holding on to your hair, the two of those will complete you. So aha, with a nazar over lefanav. And we said, once we know it's naziras, a kavana belave. Let's keep that in mind. That was aha. So you put that all together. That gives you enough dibur to say that you accept a naziras. We had aha naya, holding the hair, because otherwise we didn't know. Maybe it was a commitment to take on a heder on all mitzvahs. So again, holding on to the hair. So now, the aha noah, holding onto the hair, completes your dibur. Now you have a dibur of naziris. So that was yodais. Then the Mishnah went to explain nozik, noziach, poziach. Okay, those are kinuyei nedarim. That's another way of making a nether. So again, you could use ikur nether, which is just a person saying hareini nazir, or something else of that sort. Aha or aha noah, which would be yodais. And kinuyim is nazir, is nozik, noziach, poziach. Okay, so those would all be kinuyim. Now, we're up to the next category, which is hareini kazeh. And really, in the next category, it's interesting, hareini kazeh, hareini misalsel, hareini mechalkel, harei alai shleich pera, harei zen nazir, that's, I'm just reading the Mishnah. And it's interesting that these aren't going to be yadis. And Tosfos actually points this out on Daf Beis, and we'll discuss some of the nuances there, but we already discussed yadis, and then we moved on to kinuyim. So we have to really understand what is this other category of hareini kazeh, hareini misalsel. So let's first start with hareini kazeh. So the zakta gemara nihi nami detafis pesarai. So we would understand if you said hareini kazeh and you grabbed onto your hair. So I understand that you're trying to say something about your hair, but hareini kazeh loyamar. Okay, when you do that, meaning you're saying your hair should be as it is, hareini kazeh. So the gears of the Gemara is exactly, I'm not really sure what you're saying that's going to make you a nazir. So Amar Shmuel going to show you a nazir over lefanav. So again, we say that a nazir is over lefanav. And what's interesting is, again, this lashon you said hareini kazeh. So hareini kazeh plus a nazir over lefanav. Now, the question is, if aha alone counts, so then, we're writing another over lefanav with aha counts. So what is this hareini kazeh? Hareini kazeh with another over lefanav. Why is this any worse than aha? And actually, Tosfos tells on that. Tosfos, back on the Mishnah, and he says that the whole point of this case of hareini kazeh is a dia, to say it's only if a person said hareini kazeh and there was another over lefanav that would work. But hareini alone would not work. Okay, and that's the point of this Mishnah, that again, it would be weiter in, it's coming to teach us something. It is a yad, but it's coming to teach us a chiddush. That's why it's in a different category. It's after the kinuyim. It's coming to teach us a chiddush that hareini alone would not work. However, the Ran back in Nedarim, so he held that hareini alone, that was on the sugya of kineder rishayim neder back on daf yud. So there, the Ran said that hareini alone would work if it was another over lefanav. So we have to really, again, understand what is different about this case than the other cases. So some of the Mefarshim answer for the Ran, meaning if you say that hareini kazeh is now even hareini work, so what's the chiddush of hareini kazeh? What's coming to tell us? So the answer is that the Ran would learn that this is a different category. Again, this is hareini kazeh with another over the fun of is ikur neder. If you just said hareini alone, so the Ran holds that would work, but that would work as a yad with a nazar over lefanav. And how does that differentiate with aha that we had yesterday? So there you would have to say that by aha, if you remember, on Daf Beis, when we discussed Aha, it wasn't just Nazar Erev Lefanav, it was Nazar Erev Lefanav plus a deeper, what we called it, belave, right? That we asked him later, and he clarified that when he meant to say Aha, and the Nazar was Erev Lefanav, he didn't mean to take on his karbanos, but rather he meant to accept the Nazirus. Okay, so that would be, according to the Ran, what these three cases are. Aha, you'd have to have both the Machshava belave, or what we call the Dibur belave, plus the Nazir Erev Lefanav. Harini, according to the Ran, you would just have to have, that would also be a Yad, and you would have to have, but you wouldn't have to have the Dibur belave, so to speak. We wouldn't have to clarify later what you meant. And the case over here of Harini Kazeh, so that is actually it's a different category. It's not really Yad, but it's an Iker Lashon Neder if there is a Nazir Erev Lefanav. Now let's move on to the next case. Harini Misalsel. So you said Harini Misalsel, that is going to be a Lashon of accepting the Zirus. So Mimayda Hadein Silsel Sa'ara. How do we know that when a person says Misalsel, a twirl, how do we know that it's talking about his hair? When it's talking about that he's gonna fix his hair. Okay, so how do we know that it's so good? Amra Le'ahi Amsa. The Beit Rabbi, like the Amsa the Beit Rabbi, that's the maidservant, the Shifcha of Rebbe, she told a certain person, and we had seen other places in Rosh Hashanah, that she was an expert when it came to understanding certain words. So she told Lahav Gavra, she told the person, how long are you going to, again, play with your hair? So it's a Lashon of Harini Misalsel that I'm going to have long hair. Now, Ema Teira, so maybe we should say that his Lashon, his Kavana is Teira. Why? Why? What's Misalsel of Teira? Techsib, Salsel of Sarimekka, that we use Silsel in a Lashon of learning Teira. That a person, meaning, again, so what's your Kabbalah, Harini, your Kabbalah is Misalsel, Harini Misalsel, not that I'm going to grow my hair and be a Nazir, but rather that I'm going to learn more Torah. Okay, I'm going to be Misalsel like a Lashon of Twirl, so I'm going to be Mahapech with the Torah. Salsel, sorry, Mecca, so Amar Shmuel, Hachanami Shetafis Pesarei. Again, here, you're grabbing onto your hair. The person, when he said it, so again, and the way Tosus explains this is, I'm back on Daf Beis Amar Aleph, but really just to understand the Mishnah, I say Tosus explains it, but it's really just a basic understanding of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah started with listing that Nidarim don't have to only be made with an Iker Nether, but also with a Kinoi and with a Yad. And we went on to explain Yad, that was Aha, and Aha, Noe. Then we went on to explain Kinuyim, right? Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. And now we explained Harini Kazeh, that would depend on which way, if you learn like Tosfos or the Ran, what exactly, if that is really also Harini Kazeh is a form of Yad or a form of Iker Neder. But Harini Misalsel is clearly, that is an Iker Dibur. This is not a Yad. You really, your Dibur of Harini Misalsel would have been an acceptance of Nazirus. The only thing we need clarification on is, we just need clarification on which Misalsel you're talking about. So by grabbing your here, it's a clarification, but it's not a Yad. It alone is an Iker Dibur, and it's just it's in a different category. And that's why it's listed, it's broken up in between the Yadais and the Kinuyim. Now, Harini Mechalkel. So let's look at the next one, right? There were four examples, Harini Misalsel, Harini Mechalkel, Harini Shalach Pera, and then we have Sipurim, which we'll discuss at the end. So Harini Mechalkel, that's also a Lashon of accepting the Zirus. Maida Hadin Kilkel Sar, right? How do we know that Kilkel is a Lashon of hair? Sid. So this is talking about plaster. So in the times of the Gemara, so Sid was used as a way to remove hair. It was what we call a depilatory. So we're talking now about Yitzia, the Isser of Haitzah on Shabbos, the Malacha of Haitzah. So if a person carries out something into Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to be Chayiv for Haitzah. So the question is, but you have to carry a shear of that item, right? You have to be a purposeful carrying in order to be Chayiv. So the Gemara there discusses in quite detail a bunch of different items, what the minimum shiurim are in order to be chayiv for carrying them out. So sid, which is a plaster, which is to remove here, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, could a loss of kilkel, okay, to plaster a kilkel, meaning to, it was a certain area of here, a certain amount of here, that they would remove, that they would use this plaster to remove the here. So that the woman, right, that her sivcha, that her cap would fit on nicely, okay, but that was the point of it. That was the point of the sid. Amar Rav, what is this kilkel? That's bas sidya. That's the hair of the temples. Okay, so again, what we see here is that kilkel is a lashon of hair, and therefore when a person says Harini Mekalkel, he is meaning to say that he is taking on, I'm taking on that hair thing, meaning Naziris. So now, correct the Gemara, maybe he's accepting on himself to become a big grace about tzedakah. Why? Because the chassid, the pasuk says, kel Yosef, that when the brothers and Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, that Yosef sustained them, he took care of them. So maybe it's Lashon and Bezaynus, and the person is not saying he's going to be a Nazir, but rather that he's going to step up his tzedakah pledges. Amar Shmuel, Hachanami Shetafas Pesari. Again, you Tafas Pesari. So again, the Dibur here is an Iker Dibur. It's an Iker Lashon of Nether, which is needed him to be grabbing onto his here, so that we have clarification that that's specifically what he wanted. I realize Lishloyach Pera Hare, it's a Nazir. The person says that I'm going to Lishloyach send forth Pera, Lashon of wild growth, then I'm going to send forth wild growth. So that is a lashon of saying that I will become an Nazir. How do we know that's a lashon of growth? And how do we know shiluach, is a lashon used for growth, send forth? So the chassid, the pasuk says shlachayich pardes rimayim. Okay, that we see the pasuk in Shir Shirim says in referring to a pardes of rimayim of fruit trees shlachayich, that it sends forth. So again, that the orchard will send forth, meaning that it grows. When we say fruits send forth, what does that mean? That means that they grow. So we see that para, that we see l'shaleach para, is a lashon of grow. I'm going to grow wild. Ema midi da'avura. Maybe it means something that is kind of passing over. K'dechsev. So who says shaleach means I'm going to grow my hair out, and that's a lashon of the zero. So maybe it means something that like passes through. V'shaleach mayim al p'nei chutz. It's the person who passes water through the all corners of the earth. So maybe it means, again, passing through, not growing my hair. So the Gemara says, Tana para para yala. And we learn, Lamaisa Yzeir Shava, from a different pasuk of para. Ksiv hafa kodesh yagal para. That is by Nazir. One of the three things that a Nazir accepts is kodesh yagal para. It's a lashon that he is kodesh, but he has to grow his hair out. Okay, not drink wine, nothing to do with the nation, but in regards to hair, we say gadal para. Ksiv hasam, it says, gabe kain hedya. So again, it says upera lo yishalechu. So we see that yishalechu means the standard understanding of yishalechu means when it comes for we're talking about naziris growing out the hair, because what we're saying is that a kain is not a, one of the things that kain's not allowed to do is make it is have his hair grow too long. So when we say para lo yishalechu, so we see the shaleach in surrounding para refers to growing out. There again, the kain can't. Over here, when we say kadosh yagadol pera, that by the nazir we have a lashon of pera, that means that the nazir must grow his hair out. V'ibay yisema, or we could say, what was your problem with learning from shalachayach pardes rimonim that it could mean shaleach mayim al pnei chutzos? It means passing through. So you could say hashaleach mayim nami ribuyahu, that it's also a lashon of growth. Why? The kamashkin lemaya lepere v'ravi. Because again, what's the purpose of sending the water out? The water coming through is in order for the fruits to grow, and therefore it also is a lashon of growth. Now, harelei tziprin. So if the person says harelei tziprin, birds, so then remeir oimer, we said he's a nazir. V'chamer ain't a nazir. And the way we explained it in the Pashut understanding, according to the chamer, we have to explain remeir. She could the chamer say like that tziprim. Again, we know that a nazir brings karbanos, but at the end of a Nazir Batara, which a person would always be accepting a Nazir Batara, he only brings, there are no birds. He brings an Ayla Shaman and a Chatas. It's only a Nazir Batuma, meaning when the person accepts a regular Naziris and then he becomes Tame in between and he has to bring Karbanis at the end of his Tame period and then he has to restart his Naziris. So he would bring Tziprin, meaning he brings, yes, one Behema that's an Asham, but he brings Tziprin of an Ayla and a Chatas. So again, Remeir, that's the Chachamim say, that's why, therefore, it's not Tziprin, it's not a Lashon of Nazir, it's not Shayach to Nazir, it's only Shayach to a Nazir Betumah, not acceptance of a Nazir, and you're not going to be a Nazir. Remeir holds that you will be a Nazir. So we want to understand why. My time, Mod Remeir, Samarei Shlakish, it's not because we're referring to the birds of the carbon, but rather, Tziprin Smuchan L'Seir Kibol Olav, that he is accepting the Tziprin, the birds, or Smuchan L'Seir, that are close to hair. Meaning, where is it? Where do we have birds that are close to hair? So that is in the pasuk asmichos. We have the pasuk Daniel says ad desare kenishrin, describing the hair of Nebuchadnezzar. So his hair was like kenishrin, like an eagle, meaning like the wings of an eagle. Rabba, okay, that kenishrin rabba, like a large eagle, meaning that he crazy wild hair. The tafrayi kitziprin, and his fingernails were like tziprin. So again, we see Tziprin, we have a reference to Tziprin, and that is talking about fingernails specifically, but what we're saying is that is close in the pasuk to discussing the attributes of Melucha Netzar, and one of those was that he had wild hair. So when a person says Tzipran, it's referring to that Tzipran wild hair. Remeir Savar Matfis Inish Midi Samachle, that a person is going to grab onto the Lashon. So I'll use a Lashon that's close to another Lashon that I really want to accomplish. Okay? And Rabbanon Savar Le Matfis Inish Midi Samachle. And the Rabbanon hold that a person is not going to, there's no Smichos. Okay? So then again, and therefore, what am I left with? I'm left with Tzipran, meaning tummy birds. That's not a Lashon of Nzivis. Now, that is Rish Lakish's way of learning the Tzipran. Machlek is what's going on between their man and Rabbanon. Rav Yechon Amar Dekuli Amar Le Matfis Inish. Really, a person is not going to use a lashon of Tzipran alone. You're not going to just because it's close to Sarei of Nebuchadnezzar. It's close in that pasuk. The matzah elahein tamei Rameir. That the reason for Rameir is the chashin and shema Tzipri nazir tamei kibel love because dafka it's a Tzipri nazir tamei. Okay, and that is, and the rabbanon hold that well that's not naziris. Now the gemara says 1 second mechti chashinon kamar. Well, if he's just saying Tzipran, why are we assuming that it's a nazir tamei? Or anything to do with Naziris. Dilma Tzipari Nidava Kibelalav. You could, a person could bring a Tzipari, person can bring birds for Nidava. Anachatas. So, in Cain, Alei Rela Cain, Nibai Alei. Because he would say a Lashon of Cain, okay, that is, like the Sechtas Kinim, that when a person accepts a Nidava of birds, he would say, Alei Rela Cain, because it's referring to a pair, specifically one for Ayla, one for Chatas. Okay, and that's what he would say. The Dilma Alei Rela Tzipari Mitzayra Kama. Maybe when he's saying Tzipran, it's Tzipran Mitzvah. So how do you, Rav Yechonah, know that what we're talking about, the Rameir is referring to when he says you can accept this as a Naziris, that it's Nazir. Nazir, tell me about Nazir. So I'm going to show you Nazir Ayver Lefanav. Okay? That there's a Nazir there. Now the Gemara says, okay, well, 1 second. Now there's a Nazir there, and you're saying Tzipran, the Dilma Nazir Tame. So maybe, again, maybe he's only accepting to bring the Karbanos for a Nazir Tameh. I know that it's about Nazir, so I know Tzipran's about Nazir, but maybe it's Taka that I'm going to bring a Nazir Tameh Tzipran for him, not that I'm accepting the Ziris. So the Gemara says, Kigain Shalya Nazir Tar Arver Lefanav. That there's a Nazir Tar Arver Lefanav, that it's not just a Nazir, but it's a Nazir Tar Arver Lefanav. Okay, and therefore, in Rameir, if there's a Nazir Tar Arver Lefanav, then the Tzipran would be, that would be a Lashon of accepting the Ziris combined with that. Amadbe Nayu. What's the nafgamina between Reish Lakish and Rav Yechonon? It could be nayu. Simple. Kugain, da amar tzipran asmuchin l'sar alai. That if a person specifically said, tzipran asmuchin l'sar. Right? That I'm referring to the tzipran samach to sar in the pasuk. Rav Yechonon afagab da amar hachi. Rav Yechonon says, well, I'm not going to use smuchin at all. And therefore, e nazar ayvul the fun of in, e loy. Yeah, tzipran will help, but only if you have a nazar tahar passing in front of you. That we would be muchaf that you intend to accept Naziris. According to Reish Lakish, even if there is no Nazir over the fun of, we would say that it is enough. Tzipran asmuchin, I'm going to be derish smuchin. Now the Gemara wants to understand. 1 second, you're now making this machlekes Reish Lakish and Rav Yechonon and how to understand Rameir Shita of what the case is in the Mishnah, dependent on are we derish smuchin of the Kra? Are we not going to be matfis as a lashon of neder, something samach, really? Something that is close, we're not in close proximity, we're not going to use as an effective lashon. V'atanya, it says in the bright. So, Omer Yemin, now, transitioning a bit to shvuos, but the same idea, you need a dibur. So if a person says Yemin, hareiz a shvua, that Yemin will work as a shvua. Okay, why? My time, alav mishim dechsib, bayarim yeminoi v'smaylei ha-shamayim, vayashba b'chaya oilam. That he lifted up, and Gemara is talking about, this is in Daniel, so he lifted up his right hand and his left hand to Shemayim, and he made a Shvua. So we see lifting up the right hand and left hand, or right hand or left hand, is symbolic of a Shvua. Okay, and therefore, that's why, because in the Pasuk, it says, Vayashba, next to Yemina v'Smaylai, and that's why Ha'imer Yemin is a Shvua. So we see that everybody must hold a Smuchin. That is a Braisa. That is, so Reish Lakish and Rav Yechonon couldn't debate that point. It's clear in the Braisa that saying Yemin or small, because it's next to Vayishava B'chaya Olam in the Pasuk, Yemin or small is a Lashon Shvua. So the Gemara says, L'amri Loi. No, that's not what the Braisa is coming to say. Yishim Yemin Gufa Ikri Shvua. Yemin itself, it's not because it's Samach L'Shvua. Yamin itself is a shvua. D'tanya minayin lo emer yamin sheishvua shenemar, as the pasuk says, nishba Hashem bi minay Hashem, made a shvua with his right hand. So we see that that is the attribute of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that when I lift up my right hand, kavi yahol, okay, yamin is a lashon of shvua. Uminayin lo emer small, a person who says small, that that's a shvua. Also, that is a lashon shvua as well. Shenemar uvizroyay uzay, okay, and there's strength. Vizraya Uzai. So that is referring to the left. Again, so the point is that both right and left, it in its of its own right, based on the psukim that we have, Nishra Shem Yimina Vizraya Uzai, those are Lashon of Shvua, but it's not because it's Samach in the Pasuk. Even though the Brisa says, yes, Yimin Hareza Shvua, it's not because it's Samach in the Pasuk in Daniel, Yimin and small to Shvua, but rather they, if we see from other psukim that it on its own means Shvua, and therefore what is the whole machlekes here between what is the machlokes between the Shakash and Rav Yochanan? And that machlokes is in regards to whether we're going to be derish smuchin or not, okay, and therefore do we need a nazar ayver lefanav or not. Now let's just quickly summarize. So the Mishnah we started today, the fifth line down, says Hareini Kazeh. We said that is a nazar, meaning if you said Hareini Kazeh, grabbing your hair wouldn't be good enough. So we say, going to Nazar over the fun of, again, that have to also be Nazar over the fun of. We discussed what the Chiddush of this case is, meaning according to Tosfos, the Chiddush of Hareini Kazeh is to, it's coming to tell me that Hareini alone would not be an effective Lashon of Naziris. We said that the Ram back in the Dharm argues on that, he holds Hareini would, and then we have to explain what the Chiddush was in this case. Hareini Misalsel. So we said if a person says other, these are other Lashon, it's kind of after we listed Kinuyim, Hareini Misalsel is a Nazir. We said, what is Misalsel? The Misalsel is a Lashon of hair. Okay? And the Gemara says, well, one second, what, maybe it could mean Misalsel Bateros, Misalsel of Sermon Mecca. So the Gemara said, no. Maybe it could mean that, but he's indicating here because he's Tafas Basare. So again, these are examples of where you have an Iker deeper of accepting the Nazir, but we need clarity as far as which word you mean, what you specifically mean to accept. There's nothing missing in your deeper. It's not like a yad where you just said, aha, you just said a non-indicative deeper, but over here, you did say a proper deeper. It's just we need clarification of what it is. Hareini Mechalkel, which of two possibilities it could be? Hareini Mechalkel, we said that's going to be a Nazir. Again, how do we know? Why? Because Kilkel, we learned from Hitzas, Sid Bishabis, we said that how much kilkel does a person need to carry out in order to be chayav enough to take care of the hair of the temples. Okay, so again, as we see that that kilkel, we use the lashon of kilkel, so we see that it's a lashon of hair. Okay, and again, Shmuel said, what do you mean? Maybe it can mean that a person's accepting responsibility to increase his tzedakah, to be mefarnes aniyim. Like we see by Yechalkel Yosef Esecha, but we said that again, he's tough as Pesare over here, so now we know which form of Kilkel he intends to accept. The Hani Nazir said, the next case was Harei Alai Lishloyach Pera. He's a Nazir, so we said, how do we know that Lishloyach is a Lashon of growing? So we tried to learn maybe from Shlechayach Pardes Remainim, okay? We see that it refers to the growth of Remainim. And we said, he's saying he's going to, it's a lashon of, you know, wash over or remove. Okay, like we see Ashaleach Mayim Alpanei Chutzis, he sends water over. Okay, and maybe so his intention was to shave his head, not actually to grow his hair out, meaning he's not saying Nizirus. So the Gemara said that either two answers. Either we see that we learn Egzera Shava, para, or that even the Shaleach Mayim al Pnei Chutzai said it's also Lashon of growing, because the purpose of sending water out, the purpose of Kadosh Baruch Hu sending rain, sending water, is to grow. So again, it's going to mean a Lashon of growth. And then we came to the last case we discussed, was Harei Lai Tziprin in the Mishnah, which we had a Machlokes between Remeir and the Rabbanan, are you a Nazir or not? And we said, what is the Machlokes? Rosh Lakish says the Machlokes is, will we use Smuchin, meaning the fact that it says in the Pasuk of Daniel, it says Tziprin, next to Tafruhi Kitziprin, next to describing the wild hair of Nebuchadnezzar, is that alone going to be an effective Lashon or not? And Remeir says yes, and the Rabbanon would say no. Rav Yochanan says no, that really we're not Lekulei Alma, we're not going to be Deir Smuchin, but rather over here, again, the concern is when he said Tzipran, he meant to say the Tzipran of Nazir Tame, okay, meaning that there's a Nazir that's over Lefanov, and there's a Nazir that's over Lefanov. According to Rav Yechanan. And we said it has to be a Nazir Tahar, because otherwise maybe he needs to take on another Nazir's Tameh's Karbanah. So yes, Tzipran refers to something about a Nazir, the Hainu, the Karbanah of a Nazir Tameh, but since it's a Nazir Tahar walking, so therefore we can, Remeir says we can now assume that he's taking on Naziris, and the Chacham say no, that there is no Tziprim, birds, pigeons of a Nazir Tahar at all, so we're not going to assume that he's taking on Naziris. And we said, what about, maybe it means a Mitzvah? We said, no, again, because a Nazir is walking, and we said it doesn't mean Cain and Nadava, because it can't mean Cain and Nadava, because then he would say a Lashon of Cain. And then the last thing the Gemara ended with is, how could we have a Machlokes, according to Reish Lakish, saying that the Machlokes between Remeir and the Chachamim is, are we Derech Smuchin? Everybody holds of Smuchin. Doesn't everybody hold of Smuchin, right? Because it says by Shvua, it says Vayarm Yimina Vismoyle Vayashba, and it's, how do we know then by Shvua that a Lashon of Yimin and Smol is a Lashon Shvua? Because it says Vayashba there. Moreh says, no, really, it's not because it's in the Pasuk. Yimin and Smol itself, Nishba Hashem B'Yimino Yivizrei Uzay, tells me that either right or left can be a Lashon of Shvua, and it's not because of the Smichas of the Pasuk in Daniel.